Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Now let's begin the study of the third tithi, Tritiya. Tritiya means third in Sanskrit. So Tritiya is all about fearless victory and expansion. You can see the deity right there, Lord Vishnu. And the element of the deity is ether. And the Lord is Vishnu, the sustainer, the preserver. Among the three primordial sustainers of existence, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, this is Vishnu. So it's fearless victory. Now what do you mean by Tritiya, you might ask? If the distance between sun and moon, as an angular distance between sun and moon in your natal chart, is between 24 degrees and 30 degrees, you are born under Tritiya tithi, which means it can either be bordering in the same house, or it can be in adjacent houses also, since one house is 30 degrees, isn't it? So you're talking about a range of 24 to 36 degrees. Waxing or waning is a different question. It can be on either side, waxing cycle or waning cycle of the moon. So fearless victory and expansion is what Tritiya stands for and brings to the table. Element and deity, let's go from the top. Ether. Element is ether and deity is Vishnu, the sustainer. psychic abilities. These people are born conquerors. They radiate confidence and a fearless spirit. They have the inner siddhi of victory to triumph over external obstacles and inner battles alike. They are bold explorers of and adventurers of both material and spiritual realms. So these are fearless warriors, often carrying a warrior saint kind of energy. There you go. How to enhance this for people born in Tritiya? Worship of Vishnu. Recite Vishnu Sahasranama, simple. Or Parshurama. Practicing dharmic service. Vishnu is the upholder of dharma. Doing the right thing. The ninth house. All of these kinds of things. Jupiter. Or chanting mantras for courage enhances their power of fearless expansion. Without caring or looking back, going forward, that is Tritiya. What to be wary of? The same daring energy can tip into arrogance, destructiveness or rebellion for Tritiya people. They must channel their bravery constructively. Ensuring victory serves dharma and not the ego. One can get tied into ego very easily in this dimension, isn't it? We as spiritual people definitely know this. Shadow sides of the human mind. Speaking of personality, they can be reactive and prone to quick responses. Tritiya born people are knowledgeable but can have relationship struggles due to this tendency to nitpick and react on every little thing. No partner would like this, isn't it? Going on nitpicking about what the other person is doing. They work hard but often feel underappreciated, especially in relationships. So there's a life lesson of relationships there. Life lesson being learning to time the responses and not reacting to everything. Remedy: focus on improving family relationships through conscious actions. Now let me substitute this with some more from my notes. Tritiya people who always respond reactive mode, smallest of action, there will be reaction. They are not listening but absorbed to reply, like listening to respond, not to understand. After some time, they realize no one is listening to them. Then the problem happens with relationships, sort of a reactive Mercury, like Gemini, always wanting to talk first, understand later. Always problems in relationships, nitpicking. Know a lot of things, but they become a lamppost, provide guidance for others, but themselves had bad relationships. These people may even end up becoming relationship coaches, you see. Most of these people who land up in relationship coaching are bad relationships themselves. So this is the life lesson. Learn how to and when to respond. Timing is very important. So Tritiya needs to work and show off their hard work. They need to also keep continuously working, be disciplined and be steady. These are absent in this Tithi, so they need to cultivate this consciously. It's all about conscious astrology, folks. You can't say I was born into so and so Tithi or so and so nakshatra, blah blah blah, and that therefore my life is screwed. You can't do that. Not with Vedic astrology, not the way I see it. You have to own up your stuff, pick up the pieces and move. I am providing you the operating manual here. The problem with Tritiya happens in family due to their own qualities. So they should practice good handwriting, singing, practice cultivating your Mercury, practice not being critical about others, not nitpicking. These are all the qualities which will improve Mercury for anyone, more so for Tritiya born people. So this is the attribute of Tritiya. Now let's see what's the difference between Shukla and the Krishna aspects, that is going outward and one is coming inward. Let's see that. So there on the screen is the snapshot of it. Shukla Tritiya and Krishna Tritiya. One is Shukla going towards the waxing cycle, Krishna Tritiya comes on the waning side. So Shukla, if you remember from the previous ones, is the one which goes outward. Krishna is the one which goes inner, shrinks within oneself and finds out the causes there, works on that. So the tone of Shukla is growth-oriented, victorious and expansive, going outward into the world. Psychic inclination here will be individuals are born courageous, bold conquerors with courage to initiate stuff. Something like Pratipada, but now you are taken one step forward. Think of it like this for all the tithis, okay? As the moon is moving away from the sun or going towards the sun, whichever way, in the angle of 24 to 36 degrees, when it becomes Tritiya, it is kind of in a Gemini-like mode and it is going out and saying, okay, now I can find myself. I am a little away from the sun because sun is the soul, sun is absolute. Moon is the mind. And therefore, their propensities will be according to the particular tithi, according to the particular energy provided by these two luminaries. They embody expansion, triumph and fearlessness, often inspiring others through their actions. Their siddhi is conquest, victory over inner weakness and external challenges. More like external because Shukla is going outward always. Function, beginning new ventures that require bravery, engaging in charity, creative works and social unity. So they are more outgoing people. Mood is expansive and outward, opens paths, wins battles, manifests abundance. So they are consciously taking action here in Tritiya. If you want a good employee for your company, or if you have a friend or somebody who is born in Tritiya, take their help in getting stuff done. You see, as you can see, it's a very action-oriented one. Whereas the Krishna factor, Krishna Tritiya, is tone of release-oriented, inward, purifying. When the same energy of Tritiya goes inward, it becomes purifying, isn't it? You want to clear your inner baggage, so to speak. Psychic inclination, these natives possess inner courage and warrior-like energy but directed towards self-mastery. Their siddhi is victory over self, cutting through desires, ignorance, attachments, basically shadow side of the ego. You might even say Shukla and Krishna part of the tithis reflect the aspects of light and shadow balance within the ego mind, within the embodied soul. Function of Krishna Tritiya, what they should do? They should do austerities, tapas, meditation, vows of renunciation, meditation in resilience. Okay? This is what will enhance this tithi. Not everybody is born here as a soul on this earth plane. Much misunderstood I have seen in the spiritual circles. Everybody is not born to just go outward. Some are born to carry out some inner work. Mood is releasing and going inward. They conquer desires, subdue ego and purify spirit. So that's the Tritiya factor, the third step towards the sun or away from the sun, depending upon which cycle you are looking at. And this is ruled by Vishnu. Best take the help of the deity for every tithi. Go do chant mantras, go visit temples of Vishnu, go chant the Sahasranama, whatever. You know, you can find out all these reasons on my podcast, on other places. So work on them. There needs to be a conscious effort in everything, folks. I will see you in the next one. Chaturthi.